In the business news this morning, the rosy glow of the government's financial accounts, but will it last? Doing infrastructure different, and the latest from the financial markets. The government's finances may still be etched in red, but the deficit for the past year was much lower than forecast. The 30% net debt level would be eyed enviously by most developed economies. And looking at the big picture, large investment returns from the Superfund and ACC, as well as rising property values burnished the financial report. There was a large operating surplus, and the government's net worth is higher than it was 2 years ago. Finance Minister Grant Robertson's hoping for more of the same, a big spend up after the latest restrictions are lifted. But BNZ's head of research, Stephen Topliss, isn't so sure.
There's some big question marks over that. When we came out of the last lockdown, we felt very beaten up. We had saved everything and hadn't spent anything. And we had a pool of cash to blow and celebrate, I guess. This time round, we are looking at a world of living with COVID. And I'm not sure what will happen to business and consumer confidence going forward as we get used to that endemic COVID environment. So my suspicion is that while we get a bounce, it won't be as strong as what we saw with COVID Mark 1.
Well, the government's being told it needs to be smarter about how it tackles infrastructure challenges in the future. It's the view of the new draft strategy from the Infrastructure Commission. It says population will reach around 7 million by 2050, and that will put increasing strain on cities, roads, water networks and the power grid. Its General Manager of Strategy, Jeff Cooper, says rather than trying to fund new projects to meet new demand, and that's costly, there are other options to consider.
The first is to make better use of existing infrastructure and thinking about a broad set of tools that mean we can get more out of what we already have. The second is better project selection. So that is selecting the projects that get us the best value for money, where we're getting the biggest return on our public dollar.
Jeff Cooper says reducing the need for new projects such as roads should be a priority. One idea is to place congestion charges on busy streets. The government's gas industry regulator says continued investments needed to help the country reach 100% renewable energy by 2030. The gas industry companies told the government the industry needs certainty to spend a couple of $100 million a year, which would ensure gas supplies for the next decade or so. Its chief executive, Andrew Knight, says the industry needs to be sure there'll be customers, while customers will want to be sure there's a secure supply.
We don't think the challenge is needing to have more exploration. We think that there's enough resources available for the transition period, particularly out to 2030. But we need continual investment to make sure those resources are developed.
And how much do you think that might cost?
We've estimated that it's in the order of a couple of $100 million a year on average. And that should be over the next probably 8 year time period.
Andrew Knight says the industry wants to know how it fits into the government's overall energy strategy. Looking at the markets now, Wall Street's a bit of a choppy session. It's currently in the red. Concerns about rising inflation and the impact on company earnings. Three main indices are all about 0.1% lower. The local top 50 index fell 23 points yesterday below the 13,000 level to a seven-week low. New Zealand dollar 69.4 US cents, 94.3 Australian, 51 British pence, 0.602 euro, 78.8 Japanese yen and 4.47 yuan. Brent crude oil a few cents lower at $83.30 US a barrel, and gold is up $6 at $1,760 US dollars an ounce. And one other item of business news, the International Monetary Fund overnight issued a new set of forecasts. It says persistent supply chain disruptions and inflation pressures will constrain global economic recovery from the pandemic. In its World Economic Outlook, it's trimmed the global growth forecast just marginally from 6% to 5.9%. For New Zealand, it says growth will hit around 3.3% this year, down to a low of about 1.7% in 2023.